Travel. Five Low-Key Spring Break Destinations by Lynn Mettler. Here are five U.S. beaches that offer all the fun in the sun you'd find at Myrtle Beach, Panama City, or Daytona, but still leave you plenty of room to find your own perfect patch of sand. Marco Island. Just south of Naples, Florida, and accessible from the airport in Fort Myers, Marco Island is a peaceful getaway as far south as you can go on Florida's Gulf side before reaching the Everglades. This quiet community offers vacation rentals and resorts with restaurants, shopping, a spa, pools, and a wide swath of beach where you can kayak, jet ski the Everglades, and paddleboard. Families may also want to try the Dolphin Explorer Echo Tour to help name and catalog new dolphins. Gulf Shores, a hidden gem, Gulf Shores, Alabama, has more than 30 miles of white sand beaches along turquoise blue seas. Accommodations are mostly rentable condominiums, though there are several hotels and smaller boutique properties. History buffs can follow a 90-mile Civil War trail with more than a dozen sites where action occurred during the Battle of Mobile Bay and the Overland Campaign. There's also a coastal trail that follows the path of migratory birds. St. Simons and Jekyll Islands. St. Simons and Jekyll are part of the Golden Isles off Georgia's southern coast. St. Simons is the largest, with a charming village, an 1872 lighthouse, and Christ Church, which has hosted worshipers since 1736. Jekyll Island was the private retreat of late 19th century elite, including the Rockefellers and Carnegies. Stay at the historic Jekyll Island Club, a grand old hotel that is now a historic landmark, or the more affordable Holiday Inn with a quarter mile of beachfront. Coronado Island and Pacific Beach. If a SoCal getaway sounds appealing, head to San Diego, which has a variety of beaches, including Coronado Island, home to the iconic Hotel Del Coronado, and Pacific Beach, a more relaxed getaway just north of the city. On Coronado, bike through winding streets from the beach to San Diego Bay with great views of the city. At Pacific Beach, pick from a range of beachside hotels or rent a cottage on the beach's pier. While the waters are chillier on the west coast, don a wetsuit and try surfing or even boogie boarding the large waves, or watch an eclectic crowd skateboarding and rollerblading up and down the boardwalk. Isle of Palms and Sullivan's Island. Just outside Charleston, South Carolina, are several beaches that don't see a large influx of spring break tourism. Across the Cooper River are the town of Mount Pleasant and two barrier islands, Isle of Palms and Sullivan's Island. Sullivan's Island is the quieter of the two, with only homes and condos available for rent. Isle of Palms is a bit busier, with the Wild Dunes Resort, which has restaurants, two Tom Fazio-designed public golf courses, bike rentals, tennis courts, and a spa in a beach setting. Lynn Mettler is a freelance travel writer who blogs at gototravelgal.com.